This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free call-in line here momentarily where you can call and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But, of course, as we do, we bring things to the proverbial table, including California becoming even more tyrannical. We'll jump into that here in just a second. The we tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
So, Chris, it's generally a good sign when multiple hosts have the same story, and in this case the multiple is two, and we have different versions of the same story out of California, where if you're listening to the LRN.FM stream, that's the Liberty Radio Network, then you actually heard a short version of this in the top of the hour news. If you're actually one of the radio listeners, you probably did not hear that in the FPP Radio News, which is the daily newscast that I do. So California to mandate, and the claim from one of the commissioners here is, hey, we believe in climate change, and this is the right thing to do.
Right.
By forcing every new homeowner to wind up installing solar panels.
Yeah. And by doing so, this is typical. If you love children, if you love the environment, if you love life on planet Earth, you have to support solar energy. So,
now, one thing that is, before we jump into this, California is also one of those states that, and I think there might only be one or two states that do not require this. I think it's all of them, but I've been told that there's one or two that don't require. If you have your own energy source on your property, you are mandated to still connect to the grid. So all of these homes in California that are getting these solar panels, they're still going to be connected to the grid because the law requires it.
Correct. And there's some technical reasons and some technical benefits. I'm not going to say that a widespread distributed energy generating system is always a bad thing. What I have a problem with is when government says, we're going to make these decisions for you, and the cost of your house is going to go up by about 10 grand.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I have an issue. This story comes to us from Bloomberg. Climate change California becomes first state to order solar on new homes. California just sent the clearest message yet that rooftop power is moving beyond a niche market and becoming the norm. On Wednesday, the Golden State became the first state in the U.S. to require solar panels on almost all new homes. Most new units built after January 1st, 2020 will be required to include solar systems as part of the standards adopted by the California Energy Commission.
All right. So if this is such a wonderful idea,
right,
why are they waiting a year and a half to implement this?
It's a good point, Daryl. Why not require that all homes that currently exist implement solar? Why not?
Or why not just say, all right, every new permit.
Sure.
So the existing permits that are out there to build a house,
right?
You're exempt from that. But every new permit from today forward, you've got to do this. But instead, they're waiting a year and a half. If it's a brilliant idea, start it yesterday.
Right. And like I said, why just focus on new construction? If this is such a great idea, and
probably because would be ruled unconstitutional under ex post facto if they go back and say every existing house.
What's to stop them? I mean, they've got the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco that would probably find in favor of the government. But the point is,
every now and then the Ninth makes a good ruling. Every now and then.
Well, yeah, sometimes
but, you know,
when one part of
that 2% botch rule that applies with athletic events.
But sometimes government fights government, and that's where the ninth steps in, and sometimes they rule on the less evil side of government.
Right.
So I kind of get that. But the long and the short of it is this is government simply dictating, we believe that this is the way you have to go, and this is California, so we do things like that. While that's a boost for the solar industry, critics warn that it will drive up the cost of building a house by almost $10,000. Solar shares surged on the decision. Home builders fell.
That's $10,000 based on current prices for these things.
Correct.
And as we know, when something is mandated, what happens to the price?
One would think that when, wow, California is opening up this huge new market to solar. Wow. Imagine how far the prices are going to fall on this stuff, and they're falling already. Well, you're exactly right, Daryl. That's not how it works. When things are required, when they're mandatory, then people who sell things lose the incentive to offer better deals. They lose the incentive to compete, to be more innovative, to come up with new ways to reduce the cost of things. So, you know,
you're artificially inflating the demand of the product.
They are. When you artificially inflate demand, you are artificially inflating price. And if anybody wants a good example of that, look at Amtrak. You know, here we have one single competitor, for an example, in this case, dictated by government.
Right.
And we have ridiculous prices on plane or train travel that no one really uses. But there's other things like that, too.
Well, we've actually got a call on the line. He wants to talk about water, and that's something that in a lot of places, it's either municipal run or a single company with the blessing of the municipal government.
Sure.
Services the water. Telephone numbers are 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. I called in last night because a story that came out two or three years ago out of the Chicago Tribune about these census water meters.
The smart water meters.
Yes.
That apparently people were being overbilled on, or the meters were inflating the amount of water that was supposedly used.
Exactly. And then, you know, if you read on into the story, these meters that were, you know, actually gone to where they went to the house and they took the meters back. And, you know, these meters, even though there was water not going through them, they were still running. They were still calculating as water was going through them.
Of course.
And yours truly today, my water was shut off because I can't afford to pay a water bill at $500 in one quarter.
That's crazy. Steep.
And so I'm without any water. The town of Bellows Falls, they shut it off. So I'm beside myself. I don't get it. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, question, did you have them come check to see if there was, like, a leaky pipe somewhere? Has there been some kind of audit of the meters to make sure that the meter is actually working properly?
Well, the town of Bellows Falls says that, well, there's a leak on my property somewhere. And the amount of water that they're telling me that I'm using, Dale, is enough to flood my property. You know where I live.
Yeah.
And that's not even so. The town of Bellows Falls, the manager from the water department came to my house, went to my basement, went to my bathroom, the kitchen, and found no leaks, found nothing out of the ordinary, walked with me on my property, found no water. There's a tap agency that's in Westminster called SEFCA. It's an organization that helps out people that, you know, that have these kind of problems and can keep up with their oil bills and stuff. They came here, did an inspection, found absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry to hear about that, Robert. Thank you for the call. And definitely keep us posted if there's some kind of good resolution to this.
You bet.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more from California forcing people to get solar panels. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about this new rule being passed in California that takes effect January 1st of 2020, which is quite a ways off, but something that is right around the corner is Mother's Day. It's sneaking up, and don't be one of those people that has to hit the panic button. Don't get suckered in by one of those online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing you $60. And don't be one of those people that goes to the produce department and buys flowers that smell oddly like green onions. You know what that says? That says to mom that you don't care enough to send the best flowers. You don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and these flowers are booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to mom, so they last weeks instead of days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them online and brag about you to all of her friends. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today. Get an extra 15% off when you use code FTL. That's Books, BOUQS.com. Books, BOUQS.com. And remember to enter code FTL to save an extra 15%.
And back to our story. We've been talking about California becoming the first state to require solar cells on your residential home for all new construction beginning in 2020. The move underscores how rooftop solar, once a luxury reserved for the wealthy green-leaning homeowners, is becoming a mainstream energy source, with California, the nation's largest solar market, paving the way. The state has long been at the vanguard of progressive energy policies, from setting energy efficiency standards for appliances to instituting an economy-wide program to curb greenhouse gases.
Now, let's talk about this thing. What was that first part you said about the ever-emerging solar industry something?
Rooftop solar going from this sort of luxury item that rich greens would want to have.
One time when solar panels first really became a thing,
right?
The benefit and the claim was you buy the panels and then you never have an electric bill.
Right.
But over the last decade or so, I don't think, for the most part, people have actually been buying the panels. What they've been doing is they rent the panels or they get them for free, and I'm using air quotes there.
Because nothing in this world is free.
And then, because you've got to be hooked up to the grid, and so then you just save money on your utility bills, but you don't actually ever own the solar panels. That's why they went from being a luxury,
right,
where people actually were paying for them,
yes,
to, oh, I'm going to sign this 100-year contract with Solar Panels R Us, and then it's going to reduce my power bill by 30%.
Right. And that is the bait and switch that's been going on, and that's why solar is so attractive. I mean,
not to mention all the tax benefits that you get. Oh,
that's
get this credit and that credit and all these other credits.
Without all these credits and without all these basic games that are going on, solar energy is not feasible today. It's not economically feasible. If we didn't have government kicking in billions of dollars to the solar industry, and if you want to find out about that, find out wherever they're building a new solar plant and find out how much government subsidy is going to go into that, you know, solar panel plant.
Right. It's not just solar. Look at any business that winds up expanding a headquarters or adding in some new manufacturing plant.
Oh, yeah.
And then look to see what sort of tax breaks they're getting.
Well, what I'm saying is in an effort to change people's behavior, and this is government attempting to change people's behavior.
Right.
There are people in government that want you to live more green, and because there's money in that for them, and we'll get into that in a second. But on the supplier side, you will find heavy funding, it's basically crony capitalism for the manufacturers of solar panels.
Right.
They get kickbacks, they get tons of money, they get free land, they get no taxes, they get all this stuff. That's the first side of it. And then to encourage the consumer side, government will step in and say, hey, we'll give you a one-time $9,500 tax credit because that makes the solar numbers work.
Right.
And when you remove either one of those sides, if you remove government taking your money and giving it either to people that make solar panels or people that are buying solar panels, the whole thing falls apart. Now, that doesn't mean, Daryl, that I'm anti-solar. I love the idea. I really do.
Especially the whole idea of you buy this and then you never get another utility bill ever.
I just love the idea of being off-grid and being able to support myself. I mean, that would be ideal for me.
Right.
But unfortunately, I live in a high latitude. And, you know, based on my land and things like that, it's not completely feasible for me to do it with a small amount of panels. My investment would have to be enormous. It would have to be a large solar farm for it to work out to where I could support myself.
Well, luckily you've got like 1,000 acres, so you could wind up just clearing off half of that.
Not quite 1,000, but my land slopes the wrong way. You know, it's not facing south, and when you're in New Hampshire, these little things matter. So, but that's the point. I mean, why would you think that it's a success story when an entire industry could not exist without government handouts?
Well, it's a success story because the California Energy Commission passed this mandate forcing everybody to use it.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. And
well,
there's
before we
so
do,
many
let's jump to the phone.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Actually to the Skype, where we've got Socrates calling in on Skype. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I work for an energy company, and I'm also from New Hampshire, but I wanted to kind of divert your attention to the fact that Dave Rubin was at the University of New Hampshire this week, and I was wondering if you guys seen him being heckled off the stage.
I don't know who he is. Who is Dave Rubin?
Dave Rubin is a former host of the Young Turks that was essentially realized that he was libertarian after serving 2 years on the Young Turks, and he started the Rubin Report.
Interesting.
And yeah, I think he has about 800,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's known in the circles of like Jordan Peterson, like Joe Rogan, and Brett Weinstein, the other professor that was from Evergreen University that was forced out.
Right.
Generally, he's the free speech piranhas, I would call them.
Interesting.
All right. So, no, I had not heard of David Rubin, did not know he was speaking in New Hampshire, and did not see video. Did anything interesting happen?
Well, it was. I was under the impression that in New Hampshire, even in the college campuses of the University of New Hampshire, I would expect that the freedoms that we enjoy in New Hampshire, such as the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, would be, you know, held up to a higher respect by the students that are attending their university there. But what they did is they were advocating for censorship of ideas.
All right. Hold the thought.
We'll hold you over.
We'll hold you over. I definitely want to hear what's going on here, what happened at University of New Hampshire with this speaker, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started off talking about the mandate in California that all new homes, asterisk with a few exceptions, beginning in 2020, will be required to have solar power. And we just got a call about somebody, or from somebody, talking about some guy that apparently is famous giving a speech on campus at the University of New Hampshire, and well, apparently it upset some people because he may have said something that somebody didn't like. We'll get back into that. But maybe you want to interact and you want to say things that can't be said on the radio. Well, you can do that in the forums, where you go to forum.freetalklive.com and you can interact with several of the show hosts, other listeners. I think they're, you know, like a very brief, I don't know if application is the right word, but, you know, like you create the account and then you have to do an introductory post before you're allowed to comment on other stuff.
Right.
So, you know, an introduction, if you will. Forum.freetalklive.com, and then you can post whatever weird, crazy, wacky stuff you want to post. And we're not going to wind up saying, oh, you violated code 23.2 of the student handbook that says that you have to have a permit before you speak on student grounds. Going back to Socrates, calling in about this Dave Rubin guy that was speaking on the campus of UNH, and something happened.
Right. He was coming into the University of New Hampshire because he was pointing out that the University of New Hampshire this year became one of 500 universities to implement a bias police force, or what they would call a bias task force, where somebody that has the wrong opinion, whether they perceive it to be racist, bigoted, or somehow, you know, politically unsavvy, that they would anonymously report another student who would be required to be subject to an investigation by the police. Now he came in to advocate for just the idea that all ideas should be expressed, and no matter how hateful they are, the idea that that Urinal College campus that should be the center ground for being able to discuss and be able to discredit bad ideas.
Right.
And the response to that was that he was, they had people that were came in and tried to shut him off the stage. You know, people saying the mindless phrases that protesters chant today, where they just wait, they just chant to the point where they hope the other person just gives up and leaves.
Right.
Unfortunately, the irony of the statement is he's coming in to discuss why people need to be able to be openly expressing their freedom ideas. And
so
that
the hecklers and
considered to be bigoted.
Hold on, right. Socrates. So I wasn't there. I don't know what was being said by either side, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say, weren't the hecklers expressing their First Amendment rights?
That's precisely what they said. And he said, well, the idea of the freedom of, he said, the freedom of exchanging ideas is that your free speech, when you said to, if you use your free speech to suppress somebody else's free speech by literally not letting them speak, is defeating the purpose of having a free exchange of ideas. So you're defeating the spirit of what you're attempting to do,
right,
by essentially making the mob mentality to drown out another person's idea because you're afraid to hear what he might say. It's the same effect.
Or right. Maybe they just think that whatever he has to say is stupid. It's not that they don't want to hear it. They just want to be a louder voice.
Right, so no one else can hear that side of the argument. And I get it. And when we talk about freedom of speech and we talk about these things, they are constructs. They are things that we believe are inalienable, and they are protected allegedly by the First Amendment.
And
but
we're also talking about the University of New Hampshire, that according to FIRE, which is the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, University of New Hampshire gets a yellow rating,
right,
for not being that friendly towards allowing people to express opinions on campus.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, this to me is a societal issue. I mean, this is not something government has a right to jump in and do. If, you know, one crowd heckles louder than a speaker, then I'm sorry, you missed out on hearing a potentially good ideas. You know, it's don't send your kids to schools like that. That's what I would say.
It's slightly ironic because they decided to actually start chanting him off the stage when he asked for people to give him questions so they could actually have an open exchange of ideas. He wasn't lecturing at this point. He was asking for people to come up and actually speak questions. They used that as the opportunity to chant, to start siphoning chants.
Yeah, now, that does seem rather strange.
That's the sad part. The idea that if it's bigoted to talk about protecting free speech because him himself being a gay Jewish male, right? He's saying that we should be allowed to hear a Nazi make his viewpoint so we can thoroughly discredit that person publicly.
Right.
And they said, the argument from the protesters, if they ever made one, if you wanted to play devil's advocate, was the audible, I guess you could say, perception of those Nazi ideas being expressed will inevitably lead to the death of Jews.
Right, right.
Now,
that's the logic.
And that is the logic. So, you have to reach the point where you think, is speech going to inevitably lead to violence if bad people had those ideas at one point in time? Hitler had those ideas, therefore, anyone that actually expresses those ideas must be Hitler.
Right. It's insanity.
So okay.
Any final thoughts?
I just wanted to put that out there. Well, lastly, I'll just close on this. National Grid is the company I work for. That's an energy company. And the solar thing is something that they're getting ahead of. they make it prohibitively expensive through taxes to be able to get off of the grid, for lack of a better term. So what the National Grid made the Massachusetts government agree to was that they will help consumers be able to implement solar power if they agree to sell back any excess energy into the grid for a fraction of a cost, for I guess you could say pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
So and the bottom line is you screw the taxpayer and the government gets off as they generally do.
Yeah. Socrates, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back into the article from, is this Bloomberg?
Bloomberg.
Talking about the new decision made by the California Energy Commission that is mandating all new homes, asterisks with a few exceptions, beginning January 1st, 2020, to have solar photovoltaic systems installed.
Yep, that's it. And you know, and the story goes on to talk about how California was the first in setting energy efficiency standards for appliances and so on. So those numbers really don't mean anything. You know, the big yellow sticker on the side of your refrigerator.
Oh, you're talking about the Energy Star thing? I remember there was a report a couple of years ago where people just made up fake things and set it in for Energy Star ratings, and because it's such a rubber stamp factory,
right,
there was somebody got an Energy Star rating for a gasoline-powered alarm clock.
Nice. Nice. It
doesn't actually exist. He just, like, you know, made up a schematic for a gasoline-powered alarm clock, set the paperwork in, and Energy Star said, yep.
Right. But California has set energy efficiency standards for appliances to institute a new economy-wide program to curb greenhouse gases. Again, all these things come with costs that are borne by consumers and taxpayers, not by government. The housing mandate is part of Governor Jerry Brown's effort to slash carbon emissions by 40% by 2030 and offers up a playbook for other states to follow. So Jerry Brown has determined that 40% is the exact right number to heal our planet by 2030 if we slash carbon emissions by that amount.
Right. And, yeah, let's actually talk about some of these numbers where the CEC has estimates over a three-year period. Yeah, the numbers, as they say, might surprise you. And also, how much is this actually going to cost homeowners? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll jump back into the story out of California about the mandate for solar panels on all new houses being built after January 1st, 2020. But, you know, well, we're not saying that solar panels aren't good technology, because, you know, good technology is good.
Right.
But philosophy behind tech specifically is very important. And I want to make sure that you are aware of Zencash, because Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. You can learn more about Zencash at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So the claim by the California Energy Commission is that, well, we believe in global warming, and we're doing our part to wind up reducing greenhouse emissions by forcing people to install solar panels. And the claim right now is that about 15,000 new homes in California each year have solar panels. The new rule, according to UPI, is that that will increase to 80,000 per year.
Yep.
The claim by the CEC, or rather the estimate, is that this move will eliminate 700,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions over 3 years.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things, and it's not that I'm anti-environment or anything like that. I love the outdoors. I have property. I'd love to go out on it. I take care of my property. You know, I make sure that I don't pollute and things like that.
Right.
But these people are the same ones that told you in 1999 that Manhattan would be underwater 3 years ago because they had the settled science. It was all done. The models had projected this. Our math tells us this.
Right.
These things are going to happen. Florida, most of it's going to be underwater. San Francisco is going to be a thing of the past. All these things that never occurred. And I have a real issue when they come up and tell me that the science is settled when they fail at the basic scientific model,
right. And, well,
which says results, to be a theory, results have to be repeatable.
Right.
And they never get it right.
But also one of the things with science is that true scientists, and some people might accuse me of, you know, pulling the no true Scotsman card here, but true scientists are always questioning the answers they get.
They should. That's how
they
we progress.
Oh, yep, that's settled.
The sun.
That's not science.
The sun revolves around the Earth. Well, we can put that one aside for now.
So, how much is 700,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions? Luckily, the EPA has a calculator that allows us to figure this out.
Of course they do.
So I decided, all right, they've got various things you can choose. If you have energy data, you can select gallons of gasoline, kilowatt hours of electricity, therms of natural gas, or MCF, or passenger vehicles. Everybody understands what a passenger vehicle is.
It's a good one.
All right, so I started plugging in a couple of numbers. 150,000 passenger vehicles produces approximately 710,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions per year.
Okay.
150,000. We're talking about a state with, what, 49 million people total?
Something like that.
Los Angeles has, what would you tell me, close to 4?
Yeah, 3.9 million.
I'm guessing there are probably 150,000 passenger vehicles in Los Angeles.
Sure.
You just sideline those for a year, and you've reduced 700,000 metric tons. You don't need to force people
right.
to put solar panels on their roof and then have them hook into the grid to where they wind up getting paid by the solar or by the electric company for, you know, excess energy that they didn't even want.
And it would be so easy to do because you live in the most statist, one of the most statist states, and that is California. All they got to do is come up with some new inspection requirement that most vehicles will not, you know, emit. Like, for example, when we test.
No.
Follow me here.
All right.
When we test your emission coming out of your exhaust pipe, we want it to be pink. And if not, then you can't drive your car until. And then they could just, you know, make it illegal for, like, everybody to drive for, like, you know, 3-4 days and go, oh, that was so stupid. We'll go ahead and drop that.
See, I was just thinking, you make all of the, so instead of only having one lane that's the HOV lane, you make all but one lane on the interstate the HOV lane.
Right.
And then you basically mandate that everybody carpools to work.
Right.
But then you prohibit having multiple people in a car because then that's illegal ride sharing.
Right. I forgot about that one, Daryl.
So you don't just outright ban cars. You just make it to where you're effectively banning them unless everybody pays their $100,000 a year to wind up getting their ride-sharing license so that they can carpool to work with Bobby and Susie.
I think, you know, and we're joking about this, of course. These are all completely insane things for us to bring up, but that is what many people in the hyper-environmental movement want. They don't want cars. If anything, they want electric cars, which are arguably even dirtier because they have to get their power from somewhere.
The electric cars that generally only exist in market because of the aforementioned tax breaks and subsidies.
Correct. I mean, but when we're talking about these things, and we're talking about solar in particular, whatever flavor it comes in, it cannot exist without government subsidies.
Right. And one of the interesting things about the electric vehicles now, because there are a sizable number of people that are getting at least hybrids for, you know, some of the subsidies, etc.
Sure.
You've got local governments saying, wait a second, we're losing out on gas revenue because people aren't buying as much gas. We need to find a way to bill people per mile they drive in their electric hybrid vehicles.
Right. And that's come up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, luckily it died.
Right, luckily it did. But those are the types of things that are coming on. So it's, again, it is government implementing policies that are going to, number one, cost you money with the only intent of changing your behavior.
Right.
They want to change your behavior to do what they want you to do. This story continues. The move underscores how rooftop solar, I already read that. This is massive, said Morten Lund, chair of Energy Storage Initiative at law firm Stoll Rives LLP. Essentially, this could turn residential solar into an appliance like a water heater. There's always been a certain inevitability about that outcome, but this is moving faster than most of us thought likely. Perhaps the biggest winner will be San Francisco-based Sunrun, Inc., the largest U.S. residential solar installer. Oppenheimer & Company raised its price target Thursday for the company to $12 from $10. We see Sunrun as the biggest beneficiary considering its entrenched position in the state, unquote. Sophia Karp, a New York-based analyst at Guggenheim, said in a research note, Sunrun rose as much as 15% to 11:34 Thursday, the most intraday trading since November 2016. First Solar, a U.S. panel manufacturer, gained as much as 6.3%. KB Homes, which has significant exposure to the California market, fell as much as 1.7%.
Oh, and does your article talk about the actual cost? I know it said that, you know, there was the prediction that about $10,000. San Diego Union Tribune has a quote from solar contractors in the San Diego area who say that it's actually going to cost closer to $20,000. But the CEC says that, oh, well, the average homeowner is going to save $16,251 over the life of the house. So basically, we're saving everybody money.
Right.
We're saving them money by forcing them to buy this thing that they would not otherwise buy.
Right.
Because it costs $10,000, estimated, but they're saving $16,000, estimated. So
everything's
they're reducing
estimated.
The cost of the house by $6,000.
Right.
In theory, based on some really flawed understanding of math.
But we're just gambling on the whole thing. But you understand, it's to make the world safe for our children.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. Your calls and thoughts, welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus a Canadian woman arrested in Georgia.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.